This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So I'm laid back, right? Smoking a bowl.
Beautiful, man.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that feels so good about getting high on weed?
Well, sorry. That's what I call it. That's what I call it when I put a bowl of beefaroni in the microwave and I hit 9 4 times instead of 2 by accident. Everyone knows that the perfect beefaroni time is 99.
It's 2 9s, nine.
That's beefaroni time. But sometimes you hit 9 twice and you say, "Did I do this already?" I get distracted thinking about the problems of the world. And so I say, like, did I hit 9 already? Better do it again just in case.
Mm-hmm.
Hit the thing. Take a quick nap because I'm going to be woken up by the machine.
Mm-hmm. Get a phone call, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hear a noise outside. Think I should hit 9 on my phone in case I need to call 911 just so the 9's already in, but accidentally press the microwave instead of the phone. That's an extra 9.
Another 9.
So now you've got a bunch of 9's in the bank. And by the way, when I was talking earlier about getting high on weed.
Is that what you were talking about?
I was fucking with you.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Come on, man.
Okay.
You know that's not my scene.
Because I did. So the beefaroni is like converting directly from a solid into a gas, basically.
Mm-hmm. So and you're so, inhaling it.
Yes. And so I start having one of these lucid dreams. Steve and Kevin, you ever have one of these lucid dreams?
Steve and Kevin, get in here and just start rapping.
We're not sure what
lucid
I didn't know where to jump in.
Get in here, bro.
So Steve and Kevin are here. These guys fucking, man, they're...
Steve, Lemmy, and...
You like to laugh? Anybody out there like to laugh?
Steve, Lemmy, and Kevin Heffernan. It's confusing because Kevin?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
So this is why I'm setting this up now.
Okay.
Chef Kevin.
Hello.
Your name today is Bevins.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're good.
And that's better than what I was going to do. I was going to try to make it closer and make him Kevin Schefferman.
Okay.
Okay.
But that would have probably would have made more. I could have made it for some rather comedic situations.
Sure.
Where you guys were confused as to who was talking, we probably could have ridden that out, but we wouldn't have been communicating as effectively, which really this podcast is about lucid dreams and communicating, getting down to it.
But it remains to be seen if it's going to work. This whole plan is going to work.
The Bevins thing?
Work.
No,
yeah, we don't know.
That could blow up in our face.
It probably won't.
I hate to assume, this will work just because I've seen Hayes' plans go well. But man, I've seen the opposite.
But we'd already seen the original fail. We don't have the counterfactual except the one failure where I said Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin Heffernan responded when I was trying to talk to Bevins. But now we won't have this. At least we won't have that exact issue again, I don't think.
Wait a second.
No, yeah, we can always regroup.
So wait, Kevin Heffernan is supposed to call himself what? Chef?
Oh,
I was going to say Kevin, but we could have a different...
Yeah, should he not be Kevin either? Is the easiest thing, there's no Kevins, just so like nobody even out of reflex is responding to the name Kevin.
Have you guys ever had Sean Hayes on your podcast? Because that would screw you guys totally up, wouldn't it?
That's why we've had plenty of opportunities, believe me.
The guy wants to do the show.
Yes.
I feel bad for the kid. Sweet kid. No, he wants to do it. He's looking
nice guy,
for an opportunity.
Funny guy.
Yeah, yes. Could be really good, but you know, it's just not worth the
Wouldn't
headache
work.
For me.
Wouldn't work.
Okay.
I'm not changing my name. And meanwhile, we got another issue because the Clem Dog is here, and apparently Steve calls himself the Lem Dog.
I don't call myself the Lemdog.
Right.
I'm called Lemdog.
Yeah.
By other people. I never walk into a room and say, hey, what's up? It's Lemdog here. I don't call people up and be like, hey, what's up? Lemdog. But people yeah, like you call do. Me Lemdog. Do I?
Yeah, you do.
It's
yeah,
Lemdog. No, I never call myself Lemdog.
Okay. Seems weird that it would just happen without any involvement from you.
Bevins, at all. Bevins, back me up here, bro.
Okay, so that's Bevins.
And okay, then so it works.
We sports never team got a new name for yeah, Kevin.
Do you
I'm
have one, John?
Mine.
You're going
to
keep
holding
yours
on to it?
Okay.
Call him okay Queen. Call
why
him
not
Queen. Call him Queen.
Why not? I'll hold my name.
Cream, did you say?
Queen. His
Cream.
Nickname, his nickname is Queen, but we
call
can call
him Cream.
Cream. We can call him Cream. Cream. What up, Cream?
Cream Heffernan.
Cream. Hey, guys, what's up?
Cream Bevins, Lemdog Clemdog.
I love it. I love it. You know what? 5 minutes ago, if you had asked me if I thought this was going to come together like this, I would have said no, a hard no.
There's no way we're going
to
execute it.
And people
it
got
but
to
this
hear it. Like, they got to hear the magic develop
and there's,
in that
there's
way,
so you know? Many podcasts that would figure out, like, a name issue, what we're going to say to each other. They do it beforehand, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. You're seeing
but then
the
you
sausage
miss out on. Yeah.
Yeah, this is the sausage getting made here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's delicious.
Cream. Yeah. You know,
delightful.
You could call him Creme Dog, too.
Okay.
Now that he's cream?
The Creme Dog.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Creme oh, de la Creme
look,
Dog.
Look, he's saying, no, hey, Heffernan, hey, Cream, how about a little yes and, brother?
Yes and, my man.
Okay, good. Perfect. Sorry for interrupting, guys. We were talking about lucid dreams.
No,
it's Steve
not
Lemmy and Kevin Heffernan. Super Troopers, Super Troopers, Troopers, Club Dread, Beer Fest, Broken Lizard, two of the top four guys in Broken mm-hmm Lizard.
I'll take sure that.
And now Tacoma FD, season three,
yeah,
premiering. Bevins?
It premiered.
When is this coming out?
Tuesday.
So premiered last
okay
week.
Last week.
So this comes out next
premiering
week.
Premiering
yes
last week.
Yeah.
Wow.
But on every Thursday night. So moving forward.
Well, we're streaming
on premiere on Tuesday and then air on Thursday?
Yes.
That was your choice?
You're premiering on Tuesday.
We're coming out
we're
Tuesday
on Thursdays.
We right premiered
you're on
last
Thursday.
Thursday.
The right show was on Thursday. Okay.
And it will be on Thursday again.
But here's what you can here's as of this airing of this video podcast / audio podcast, here's what you can do. You can watch seasons 1 and 2 of Tacoma FD on HBO Max, and episode 1 of season 3 of Tacoma FD is probably running a lot on True TV, and episode 2 of season 3 will be in 2 days.
Can I watch it on the web portal?
Yeah, you can.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to be watching it on the web portal. Thanks.
You can do it.
And you might want to say that. Some of us prefer to, just while we're like getting our work done, doing emails and stuff like that, we like to have another browser window just to
separate browser
to yeah, but truetv.com, comedycentral.com, whatever it is. Some of
right
us mm-hmm like to watch it on the web.
And I get that, you know, because part of me is like, you know what? I don't like that because I want the focus. I want the undivided attention.
You want the big screen experience. I mean, this is a lot like the Dune debate that's going on. Yes,
true.
Where
but
like,
on
you,
the other
you
hand,
wanted Tacoma FD to only be available in theaters.
I did. I do. But the other part of me doesn't give a shit. The other part of me is like, I just want the eyeballs. I want them to fucking just rack it up on the register, right, like mm-hmm click over the fucking, what do they call that? The abacus, the ch-ching, we got it. That's mm-hmm a view. After 5 minutes, I got you. I don't care anymore.
And
you
I'm know getting, I'm piling up views on the web portal because it does not work.
Okay.
It doesn't work. I got to keep refreshing. I got to keep turning over. When I hit a commercial, that's like I'm hitting like a bridge abutment at like 100 miles an hour. Like I'm done.
And is that how you're gonna watch Dune?
I'm gonna watch Dune on the web portal.
I'm doing Dune
yes
the same way.
I'm
Dune
gonna watch it on
web
Warner
portal
Brothers. WarnerBrothers.com.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I like my Timothy Chalamet on the small screen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes.
I like to get close to Chalamet. Mm-hmm.
Okay? Mm-hmm. I can take him with me.
Yeah.
Oh sure. Yeah. I want to be able to just. Just pop, drop him in my little shirt pocket there, yep, and then he's peeking out as we're traveling
right
around.
I like sure Chalamet on my chest. I like to put my laptop on my chest
just
to put the screen
there
up.
POV. That's,
yeah, I like him a foot away from me.
And I want the battery so hot Yeah. No shirt on.
The fan's humming.
Burning my sternum.
I can't hear him.
Yeah, yeah. And, sure. And the edge of the back edge of my laptop kind of cutting into my gut, which indicates to me that it's time to start getting back in shape.
And maybe every once in a while it might give you a little shock. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Your laptop.
Wake me up. I don't want to drift off to sleep when it missed some of the Chalamet.
Right.
So it's like, give me that zap. Let me know. Hey, wake up.
The more Chalamet, the better.
We want to celebrate Tacoma FD.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Season 3.
Mm-hmm.
And they what we're celebrating, both of them, they make you put both of them up.
That's why I have two. Yeah.
Not me.
He only has one.
You put one up,
but that's your framing. I assume, Steve, okay. if you turn the laptop 90 degrees, yes,
yes, bro.
This is why people pay for the video tier.
Yes, the Clev dog. He sniffed it out. The second poster just outside the frame.
Crackle magazine. I'm the Crackle cover boy too. I got a lot of photos of myself nearby.
We're celebrating the show, of course, and the show itself. Hayes, I assume this is what you wanted to talk about, is a celebration of and honors first responders.
Yes, and what better day to celebrate than September 16th, the day that we celebrate first responders.
That's right. First Responder Day.
Yeah. Well, if you combine that with Hispanic Heritage Month, Hispanic mm-hmm. firefighters are getting a lot of love right now.
Just kicked off.
Today.
Come on. Yes.
And is going awesome so far.
It is. I'm Hispanic, fellas. This episode of your podcast is actually a celebration of Hispanic Heritage Month.
It's diverse now. Now it's diverse.
You've got some diversity.
Okay.
Finally.
That is huge for
Kevin,
us.
Kevin, throw it in the PowerPoint. At the end of the month, Kevin shows us a PowerPoint where he pats himself on the back for various achievements.
Dude, I checked boxes.
Bevins.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Bevins does this.
You confuse me.
Hispanic Heritage Day, he scored us a diverse guest.
This let me check the box.
For him.
Well done, Bevins. Well done, Bevins.
You've checked the box.
Mm-hmm. He gets very into ethnic background and stuff like that, like genealogy, he traces it pretty far. He also, I'm surprised what he considers to be diversity. Irish.
Yeah, well, Cream is Irish. Does Cream count?
Kevin would say yes, for sure.
Irish Kevin, Cream.
Yeah. You mean Bevan?
Yeah. Irish Cream. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. Irish Cream.
Kevin digs in on that.
Bevan?
He says
digs
he,
in?
Yeah, sorry, man. I'm addicted to calling this guy by his name.
It honestly feels like sabotage.
But this is why it was nice that we established the Cream alternative, because
now that Kevin is nobody.
It has that's sort of a safety valve.
Yeah.
We could call Cream, if he's a Creamy alternative, we could call him Coffee Mate, if you want to keep changing his nickname. We don't have
see
to
why
call
not.
Him.
No, Steve.
Wouldn't be
it's
my
your
preference.
Day. It's your whole month.
Yeah.
You know what?
Let's
you guys
do
are
it.
Racist.
Let's go coffee,
you guys are
babe.
Racists. You have to take all my suggestions or you're racist.
True.
That's
fair.
First responders, they're important to us. They play a significant role in all our lives. And let's talk about what makes them so great. And we'll celebrate them today. First responders, of course, are the people who respond first when you post a tweet.
True.
And today we are honoring our first responders and Cream and Lemdog. We're giving you the opportunity to celebrate some
and
of yours.
To thank them individually. Mm-hmm. And so obviously there are promotional social media posts that go out celebrating your show, and your fans, the real fans, get in there and respond first. And we'd like to just provide some space for you to reach out, talk to them. And Kevin, have you gathered any examples of first responders that Lemdog and Coffee Mate can now stop down and just say, and you guys, you'll make it your own, But what you're going to say probably is something like, thank you. Thank you for this.
Because these brave men and women, mostly men, are running
97% men. 97%
yep, the first
men.
Ones, yeah, are running into the building before it's safe, you mm-hmm. know? Yeah.
Before anyone knows what they're getting into.
Yes.
They're running towards the danger.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
What's up, bro?
He's back.
Hey, big boss.
Hey, get him on mic.
You can't hear. Oh, here. You know what? Listen to this. Come here. Listen to this. What are you eating?
Beef jerky.
Wow.
He's been in Tacoma FD.
Okay. Star of Tacoma FD. Do you remember what part you played?
What part did you play?
The Christmas kid.
The Christmas.
You played Christmas? That's yeah, a dude. Massive role. It,
by the way, he drilled it. Are you going to be in the new movie, the Broken Lizard movie? Mm-hmm. Yeah, what are you going to do?
I want to play Snackathon.
You want to play Snackathon? Okay. That's,
wow, man, he's in training right now.
Yeah, don't go too far away because we're connected here. Come. All right, here we go. All right, so you going to go play some video games? Or
Wait, I want to hear. So wait, do you have lines? You have lines when you're in the show?
What?
Do you get to say words on when you're on the show?
Did you speak?
Yeah.
What? Do you remember what you said?
Do you remember on Tacoma FD you called me
and
out?
That's a professional. Oh, God.
He forgot his lines the moment after he said them.
Yeah. Walk away.
Oh, look at him. Are you going to drop
done.
The... Are you out?
Drop the pod.
Okay.
Beef jerky is just regular. Are we working with teriyaki? What do we got going on here?
What kind of beef jerky are you eating?
Friggin' hot habanero Slim Jim.
Say it again.
Slim Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Wow.
Did you open it all by yourself?
American family.
Did you open it all by yourself?
Yeah.
Well, how could you open a Slim Jim by yourself?
I just
Big
can.
Knife.
Okay. Okay.
Huge knife.
What? What?
All right. Go. Go. Get out of here.
So, what is that, like, featured background that he gets to?
He had some lines in Tacoma FD. That's coffee. But listen, I'm working here. He's out.
Hey, let me go
he's
turn out. The TV on for him. Would you?
What? No, he's good. He just shut the door. He's gone. He's going to go play video games. Anyway, you guys were introducing us. Go on.
I'm curious about the rate. Does he get like a day rate? And that just like, mm-hmm. where does that go in like a trust?
The Coogan account. My older son actually had some scripted lines this season in Tacoma FD in episode six. He's back. He's like the drunk guy at the party that you're like, oh, God, he's back.
He's got to know about this Coogan money.
He got paid $1,000 for 2 hours of work.
Wow.
And now it's in an account. He can't touch
the racket. 18. Pretty good.
But yeah. Dad can, right?
Yeah, baby. It's already. That's already
dipping
spent.
In. That's fun money, baby.
That's already spent. Come on.
Little slush fund.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't worry. I'm taking it out of him. Trust
Sloshed
me.
Fund. Take that to the freaking pub, man.
Yeah, baby. Come on. You guys want some drinks tonight? What are we doing?
Yeah. What are we getting into after this?
He goes, I want drinks. You go get yourself an A&W root beer. I'm working.
Wow. See, America.
The brand.
These are
dropping.
Americans.
A&W root beer. Slim Jim beef jerky.
By the way, that's a road trip.
Top shelf.
Yes.
You need A&W root beer, Slim Jim, and a Yoo-Hoo for your next, and some combos for your next road trip and your set.
Okay.
And that's my go-to.
Yeah. You hit the A&W first because the Yoo-Hoo, that'll keep. You can save that for later.
You're going to want the Yoo-Hoo to have a little time in the cup holder to kind of like get
it's
to
better
temp.
Warm.
Yeah, I don't want that film.
I don't know. I don't want to be controversial here and get off on the wrong foot, but I slam the Yoo-Hoo first. All in one shot.
Okay. Wow. You're the type of guy who eats dessert first. Am I right?
I will. I don't see anything wrong with that. I'll order, I've done it before. I'll order the brownie with ice cream for dinner.
Okay.
Whoa.
It's interesting because so usually you think of first responders as these are people who enforce the rules. Mm-hmm.
But they're also crazy. And like, I'm the bad boy of Broken Lizard, right, Coffee Mate?
Yes. Yes, thanks. Sir. Lumdog.
There you go. There you go. There you go.
I may have mentioned this on this show before, but once I got a Yoo-Hoo can from a soda machine, and I opened the top, telling a story, buddy.
Okay, hold on.
I'm in the middle of a story right now. He'll love, you can tell him later. He'll love this.
Go on.
And I opened the Yoo-Hoo can, and the entire pop, the top comes off, and there's a t-shirt inside.
What?
And it was a t-shirt imprinted with a design by Ed Big Daddy Roth. The Rat Fink character.
Yeah.
They were doing a partnership with, and every once in a while you thought you were getting a Yoo-Hoo can, but
where was this? It was like random, like a soda machine somewhere.
It
randomly?
Was a soda machine, yes, and Yoo-Hoo t-shirt. That happened to me. Too late. Not telling the story again. Sorry, buddy. Yeah. I know he just put the thing in. I can't tell it again. I'm sorry.
I got an original Warhol in a Perrier once.
Ted, you tell a story. I can't find the year.
Look at this. He's got a dick-shaped crazy straw here.
Whoa, okay.
Wow.
So
yeah, it's very provocative crazy straw.
I was going to share it with you.
You want to share an A&W root beer with me? Oh.
Good bit.
Okay.
Solid bit. He comes in here with an A&W with that crazy straw sticking out.
Yeah, dude.
There's two crazy straws.
Yeah.
What did you say? Oh, these are the brass knuckles. These are the brass knuckle crazy straw.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Lights out.
This one, I'm going to use that one. You.
Okay.
What?
I'm on dad duty, you guys. This is real life right here. This
is the show.
This hey, is your, man. You're going to be your highest rated podcast.
This is the realest episode we've ever done.
He's Hispanic, too.
What is
okay, so
story?
Perfect month to have him on. And Kevin, that's a separate slide for you.
Who is that?
That's nope. That's where you go.
Sorry, Bevins. That's a secret slide.
Hey, Fee, go play some Nintendo Switch.
But where's their Arga root beer?
I don't know. Okay, guys, I'm going to get him a root beer. Hang on a second. Go talk amongst yourselves. Hold on.
These kids.
Oh, thank you for permission.
These Zoomers and their
root beer.
Is he
like
beer.
This at work?
Yeah, this is work, I guess, man.
I guess I got that's my... right. You wouldn't do this by choice.
Yeah, and my kids have I have a strict don't walk into my office policy.
Okay.
They get,
yeah.
You know weird. What I mean? Get a little of that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Karate chop.
Yeah, karate chop.
What is it with these Zoomers and root beer?
Right? When did this become?
Is that a thing?
Oh, my God.
Apparently.
Zoomers, they wear like their jelly bracelets and they're all running around drinking root beer, obsessed with the environment.
Right?
These freaking Zoomers.
It's all this PC police, right?
Yes.
And then they're out there and they got their, and then it's the IBC police as well. They've got this bottled root beer that's so precious to them.
Yeah, it's artisan root beer.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, whatever happened to, you want a root beer, get yourself a Barks.
Yeah, whatever happened to Barks?
What happened to Barks? What happened to getting a little bite?
Yes.
Sure.
Hey, guys.
So, Kevin, I introduced this segment easily 15 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Where are the tweets? Where are the slides?
Where are the first responders? Let's look.
Okay.
Here.
All right.
Okay.
So, Bevins, can you read and actually deliver on this? Because this is promo. So, let's read the promotional tweet. And then we'll get into the first responders and then we'll thank them. But when you read the promo, please deliver because this is like...
Sure.
their show's coming out.
This is from True TV on May 9th, 2018.
Okay.
Hot off the hashtag Turner Upfront presses, scripted comedy Tacoma FD, parentheses working title, from the minds of at Steve... and at Hef, I'm improvising a little, is officially coming to True TV. Hashtag Upfronts 2018.
So I was at the 19 Upfronts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I saw you there.
It was Warner Media Upfronts that year.
Oh, we shut the place down.
We were there. Party. We were there too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Saw you.
Oh, that's right.
Saw you from across the room. Yeah.
Remember?
For sure.
Diplo was spinning the tunes there, man.
Yeah.
Diplo, Conan presented.
Right.
Harry Potter went up on stage, didn't get to say anything.
Yeah, next to Shaq. Shaq called next him up.
Yes. Shaq picked up Harry Potter. Legendary up front.
Legendary.
All right, let's get into thanking some of our first responders.
Okay. Thanks. Here's the first response. This is from okay. Craig. Craig says, sweet.
Wow.
Are we not allowed to say his handle? He's got a good handle.
We can.
Yeah, we, I mean, this is at, promo for him, too.
At Maverick 1023.
Yeah, man. Okay. Top
let's
gun
personalize
fan.
It. Let's personalize it. Let's go in the bio, please. Mouse
this
over.
This may be John McCain.
Mouse over.
It could have been back then.
Yeah, okay. Because 2018, right?
He's a Maverick, but yeah,
he's
still
the only
alive.
Maverick I'm aware of.
Yeah.
So as well, you're personalizing your thank you, Steelers, Lakers, and A's fanatic, love my wife and pups, heavy metal enthusiast, love a good joke. I know you got that covered. Owner of some Doge.
Some Doge. Okay, so this Doge. Is definitely John McCain. So, so keep that in mind, I would say, to honor, you know, him and his brave choice to first respond. I guess you'd have to be a Maverick to get in there first. That's kind of what we were saying.
Sure. So you're saying that you want us to thank him?
No, we yeah. want you to respond to him in whatever way, you know.
Got it.
You're sort of the first responder responders, and whatever feels right to you, you know, however, I mean, sweet. That's
I got
gotcha,
you.
I get it now. First responder. I get it now.
Get it. Okay.
Holy
I would
shit.
Say
it's pretty
I would
high
start,
level shit.
I would start by saying Dear John McCain,
okay,
right? Mm-hmm. We should start that way, mm-hmm. right?
You're gonna wanna, yeah. It's a classic, Dear John.
This is a little
yeah.
joke. I could do that, Dear
put
John.
It, put McCain in parentheses.
John I'll say,
so this is really putting it in parentheses. That's funny ass shit. Some of the funniest shit I've ever seen in my life. But I would say let's not freelance too much, Bevins.
Yeah. Yep.
Like as we're going forward,
Bevins. I love that. You tried this joke and that it landed. This shit actually is cracking me up, killing me right now. So I like that one. But in saying that, I don't want you to now feel so emboldened that you're taking other huge swings like that.
Yep.
But thanks for making my day. I'm laughing really hard at this.
You're welcome.
Bevins, you know what, bro? You have all the fucking power in the world right now. Say
really,
fuck off and walk.
You can turn his mic off if you wanted to, Bevins. Come
That's
on.
True.
You can turn his mic off. Yeah,
Bevins, this is a pivotal moment for you. You know how you fuck with a bully, you punch him right in the fucking throat.
I gotta say, this has Walk. Major. This advice Walk. Has major financial implications for him.
Walk.
It's like telling one of those polar bears that they show in like global warming ads on like a shrinking ice floe to walk. He's surrounded by nothing but ocean.
Walk, Bevins. Are you gonna take that fucking shit?
All
are you
right.
take that fucking shit?
The
Walk.
Parentheses are coming back.
All right, there you go. Put it back
wow.
down.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I had
That's
to be
wild.
Here for this.
And he just got a hedgehog, and it's really sad that the hedgehog is going to be starving to death very soon.
All right. Maybe they'll parentheses are.
You put one in. Maybe just yeah. put one in.
Maybe just
one.
Put them around yes. Kane. Maybe leave Mick out of parentheses. This is making
okay.
me laugh.
Okay, that looks good.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go. That's it.
Okay.
Dear John McCain, I will always be your goose.
Yes. Because he's Maverick.
Do you see the cross yes. references here? Okay.
That's wow. really good.
Okay. Wow. Okay, where are we going with this? Dear John McCain, I will always be your goose. Thank you for your service, right? Shouldn't we say that?
Awesome. Whoa. Yes. That's
and really then that's
nice.
And then that's it. Right? That's what else do you need?
Let's go fuck up some Russians.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
Let's go
absolutely.
Fuck up some Russians. We're gonna get the Russians. Yeah. Hey, maybe we can leave straight from Sarah Palin's house.
Oh yeah.
Sure.
She could see.
Be there in a sec.
See Russia.
And so that.
From her yard or whatever.
Of course, yeah. That, of course, she said that a long time ago, but this guy posted this in 2018. So
Well, and it's John McCain. He remembers when Sarah Palin said that. I mean, he's the one who gave her the platform.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure he's like has a good sense of humor about it now. So,
yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
In 2018, yeah.
I think we're good on this one. We can move on.
Do we know what kind of followers Craig's got? Has he got a good following?
What are we packing here, Craig? Let's see.
I think it was 680.
Wow.
Okay, that's respectable.
That's big numbers.
Now, check. When you just drop by and photobomb somebody like this.
Nope, 79. Like, following 620.
Following 620,
though. I see. Okay, that's different. Okay.
Whose Twitter account is this coming from? Is this coming from your guys' Hollywood Handbook Twitter site?
This is actually a good point. I this is coming from sort of our Patreon's like Twitter account.
Yeah.
Might be a little confusing for him. Should it come from Kevin's personal?
Maybe
from Bevins' personal.
Regardless, I think because we do want, obviously, John McCain to realize that that it is the stars of Tacoma FD that are appreciating this. We may want to say like love Coffee Mate and the Lem Dog.
Okay. Yeah.
Coffee Mate and Lem Dog. Is that a good cop show? I don't know if I'd watch that show.
Coffee I don't think that's how you spell it.
Either.
Yeah. Like yeah, I think that
either.
In fact, I think steal that E from Lemmy Dog.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you
give
how
it
I
to Coffee it. Mate. Give it to Coffee Mate.
Also, get rid of another M.
Yeah.
Dealer's there choice.
And I actually just go dog, D-O-G.
Yeah, I actually think that's better as well.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's dog. But, you know, dog didn't come about until well after I was nicknamed Lem Dog.
Okay.
Okay. Let's hit the big blue on that one. Boom.
Okay.
All right. Do you have another? This guy, General Whack, is writing to who's BQ Quinn?
Let's see.
Oh, that's Brian Quinn. From Impractical Jokers.
From Impractical Jokers. Okay, saying you have to find a way to either be in it or cameo. Now, did that happen, or you guys didn't see this tweet, maybe?
It did happen.
First,
it
I'd like to differentiate between be in it and cameo.
Sure.
I could trim General Whack. I could actually edit this in a way that's going to save him a few characters.
Now,
just say you have to find a way to be in it. And then cameos covered. If he cameos,
he's being
in it.
Yeah.
Now, if he's talking series reg,
right? It might be what it is.
Yeah.
Or it might just be a recur
series reg or guest star.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
So he was in it.
He was in it. Yes. He did an episode, and he did not. He did not play himself. So. Nah.
So you did. You saw this tweet.
This guy probably missed the boat. He probably it had already been in the works.
You already filmed it.
Are you worried? If you admit that you got that idea to have him be in it or cameo from this tweet, are you worried that we can cut this? Are you worried that
No.
That General Whack might sue us. Is that what you're saying?
Like financial implications? Yeah, because clearly
none.
The idea that it's a coincidence is insane. There's absolutely no way that happened.
If they cast one of the Impractical Jokers in their show, they're probably not afraid of anything.
They're not.
Because what I would expect is that he's on set and he starts behaving pretty strange, saying some things that maybe aren't even part of the script.
That's right.
And you're going, why is he behaving this way? It's totally inappropriate for the situation. But little do you know, Sal's telling him what to do.
Yeah, and laughing his ass off back there. Sal and,
he's losing it.
Yeah, and Murs. And Joe Gatto with his blue eyes, they're fucking going nuts back there behind the Video Village.
Yeah,
we actually are friends with Brian Quinn. We've known Brian Quinn since for 20 years.
Yeah. He used to work with Kevin Smith.
I sat next to them at the 19 upfronts. So what?
There you go.
Who gives a shit? We all know him. Who cares?
We all know.
Everybody knows Brian Quinn. Yeah,
sure. He was a real firefighter on Staten Island.
In fact, he gave me his belt, his real firefighter belt for my. That's on the TV show. I wear his real firefighter belt.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, I'm wearing something of his as well.
What are you wearing?
Yeah,
Yeah, hang on a second. Let me go check.
Bevins, does Clemdog Bevins, does Clemdog lie a lot?
No.
Are you afraid of Clemdog? You seem afraid of Clemdog.
No, I feel like I'm always in a supportive space.
These are his.
Those are Brian Quinn's.
Those are Quinn's.
Hey Bevins, who's scarier? Clemdog or Hayes or Purple Hayes?
Clemdog on, Mike, Hayes off.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's probably true. That's when I really, especially right after a show, that's when I
just
really
goes
like, absolutely unload. Yes.
Hayes, have you ever hit Bevins in one of your rages?
No, I mean, you know, I'll say this. We were doing Zoom before, we had to convert to Zoom before the pandemic.
Oh, really? That's fine. That's cool.
Yeah, we had to take it social distance.
Sure, couldn't be in the same room.
Yeah.
Exactly. I get it. Yeah.
More than 6 feet. So I didn't put him 6 feet underground.
Right. Okay. Oh, nice. Dude, that's pretty nice. That's pretty nice.
That's pretty good.
The six feet thing and 6 feet underground.
There's,
that's pretty nice.
There's your safe space.
I made that up. Yeah.
Dude, you should put that on a t-shirt. That's pretty
your
nice.
Safe space right there.
Dude, now I see why you guys have such a popular podcast. That was like a...
We're huge.
That means a lot to me to hear from you.
No. Hey, come on. Seriously. Like, you know when you're playing golf and you suck at golf, but you get that one good fucking putt in the 18 holes? That was that right there. That 6 feet social distance, 6 feet under thing. That's
pretty
fucking...
close to that, except, you're out there just stroking big golf shots all day long and you're good at golf. And
okay, here we go. See, there's tension.
Not for me,
Coffee
man.
Mate.
It's my show. I'm feeling great. Yeah. I feel awesome.
Coffee mate, if I walk, you got to walk too, bro. Okay?
No, I'll probably hang. I'll probably stay.
Oh, no. How will we finish the show without your kid?
Oh, fucking shit. Now, that's it. You're right. I did curse. I'm getting ragged on because of you.
He's coming in to help. He's coming in to
clean up.
Throw you out.
He's coming to bail you out. He's listening outside the door. Lemdog's like, hey, man, if it feels like I'm floundering, just like...
It was just a matter of time.
Grab some crazy straws or something, some kind of prop. Just get in here and bail me out.
It was just
I get really nervous before a podcast.
Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort, but it is possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. We're so excited to be working with Mack Weldon again. We wear Mack Weldon stuff. I'm wearing a Mack Weldon sweatshirt right now, but it has been, we've had a few years
They
in
make
the wilderness.
Great stuff. We had a little bit of a period where we were not actively engaged in this partnership with them. It was really hard on us. I like to think it was hard on them. I don't know. That wasn't expressed to us ever. We
Nothing
struggled
was.
In that time.
And that was, I think, part of it was like really wanting to maintain a total separation from the partnership for a while. We are back. Mack Weldon, the underwear's great. The Ace sweatpants.
The sweatpants I have always loved. I recently ordered, and I will report back on them in the next ad, fingers crossed, if we have one, and I hope we do. What's going on? But I did order a polo shirt.
Wow.
A silver, and silver is their special fabric that is like antimicrobial. I got the Silver Peak polo shirt, and I don't really wear those, but I do kind of like them, and this could be a whole new me that you end up seeing.
And so people might be asking, we'll just cover it in this ad before we move forward, what happened to Mack and Weldon, the prospector characters you used to do for Mack Weldon ads. Mack and Weldon are dead. We want to like underscore that fact. It was very important to...
Yeah, it was not the only reason that for the break, but we did give them their space. We did take a break, and Mack and Weldon wasn't not a reason that we came to that place with this company. And so they are dead, you know, no reason to go into any of the gruesome details. Those characters have been killed, murdered, and that's how they're dead. Was not natural causes, was not anything peaceful. They're gone.
Breathable underwear that keeps you cool, dry, and comfy all day. Crazy comfortable but elevated sweatpants from the Ace Collection. The Silver Peak Polo, the Silver Crew Neck T-shirt. Great stuff. Get it at Mack Weldon. Timeless looks with modern comfort. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code THEBOYS. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code THEBOYS.
Let's face it, folks. Shopping for loved ones can be difficult, but Aura is making it a lot easier. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? I know I am. Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos. So I took advantage of this. Obviously, people know I'm a wife guy and my wife is also a mom. So for Mother's Day this year, I know I want to give her something special that makes her life a little bit easier. So I'm going to preload the Aura frame with images of gifts that I want her to buy me. That way, I'm taking so much of the pressure of shopping for me off of my wife. It's called being a considerate husband, and I can't imagine a better gift than a frame with a series of images of items I wish I had. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts to even friends in your life, everyone will love an Aura frame. It was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages, and they make it easier to let them know where they've maybe been letting you down and not getting you exactly what you want. That's why there's nothing more passive-aggressive and thoughtful than an Aura frame. Right now, they've got a great deal for Mother's Day, listeners. Can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Oh, and terms and conditions? Yeah, they apply.
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had a subscription. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million, each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Okay, so let's respond to General Wack here, and let's get it on paper, because I am worried about this becoming an issue.
This would be like a cease and desist or something,
clearly,
right?
Stole his idea, yeah.
Is he a first responder, General Wack, or is he a second responder?
He's pretty
high
up
there. He's the first responder to have tagged Brian Quinn.
I see, okay.
So I think that he started a new chain and in effect, and I think that what this should be is effectively like an NDA that covers your ass.
Yeah,
like this is just an insurance post.
Mm-hmm. And he might have
like maybe casual, like, "Hey, just saw this, so weird."
Yeah, so whack.
Yeah,
right. I mean, you gotta say so whack.
Yes. He's gonna like that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Say, by the way, it's spelled, and then in quotes, "general" with a G.
That's nice. Thank you for your service. Got to get
yes,
that in there.
That
again.
Seems nice.
Again.
This could be a trademark of the, yes. Yeah.
Again. Yep.
I mean, we may want to say, let's go fuck up some Russians. There's no reason to let all the good stuff from the first one just disappear. You know, if you got a play that works, keep running it.
Yeah.
What about let's go whack some Russians? Or is that too much?
No. That's actually,
That's a threat. That's a threat.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
legally, we
so.
May be exposing ourselves to a new
Even
issue because we post this, a Russian dies.
How about let's go whack off some Russians?
Okay. Yeah.
That's better. It's kind of friendly.
Okay.
That is friendly.
That's like nice.
Yeah. You won't have Putin knocking on your front door for that one.
Mm-mm.
He'll have
whack up. Do we split the difference?
Right. Nobody knows what the fuck it means, so you can't get in trouble for it.
Then we're golden. Yes. Okay. So let's tap it. Boom. Bada boom.
Bingo.
Should we move over to
that? Felt sweet.
Their responses to the first one and the first responders to the.
Okay, so we hit the quote tweet. Steve is hitting the quote tweet on the 2018 post, and saying, "Kevin, and please do justice to Steve's tone."
Yep. Tacoma FD is coming your way real soon.
Nice.
Mm.
Very good reading.
Mm. Oh, I see. Okay, got it. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we're...
And you can't write this stuff, folks.
Yeah, so good.
J.C. Wilder had to one-up John McCain, who had written sweet, and writes, so sweet.
Right.
Yep.
Do we just do a quick get in there? Let's hit the bio. Can I see J.C. Wilder's bio? Just so. Okay.
Damn.
Author, artist, opinionated, bon vivant.
Bon vivant.
Okay, so we got to bring it on this one.
Descendant of Hamilton.
Wow.
Okay. PTSD is my superpower. Okay.
All right. And then you go, hey, 926 followers, not bad, but you do want to check the ratio there.
Yeah.
You got a 1-to-1. You got a 1-to-1, really.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He or she might follow back.
I follow back, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we just do a quick, maybe, thank you for your service.
Yeah.
Thank you for your service.
Please get on the plane first next time you fly.
And take a walk on the Wilder side.
Mm, yes. Yes, great. Yes. Let's grab a 3-martini lunch sometime.
Because of the emoji, the martini emoji. Mm-hmm. Yes, we're getting very personal. This is like, that's these personal details that really make these thank yous great.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
I mean, do we want to do anything with what's the JC stand for? Jesus Christ?
Just kidding.
Just kidding.
What's the JC stand for? Just kidding.
Just kidding.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that.
Should I do CID?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to.
Oh, it'll correct it for you. It auto-corrected.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, just sitting. Nice.
Okay. This is great. This is a great thank you. We thanked JC. Let's hit that one. Move on. We got to get
ship
through.
Ship it.
We got to get through a bunch of these. So. Okay. If we just have this one.
Kevin
is activating.
That's a good one.
Quote retweet mode.
Yeah.
And he is just saying hello to, I guess, to the, you're like discovering this piece of promotional information.
That's,
and you're saying,
That's all Heffernan does. He gives
like one word.
Least amount of fucking social interaction he can give.
Hello.
Like,
so it's insanely efficient.
So yeah, you're getting an email demanding that you quote tweet this.
Yep.
You're just typing hello as the quote tweet, and they're cool with that, or are they following up?
They're totally cool with that.
They love
it. They're happy to. This season in the marketing, the Tacoma FD season 3 marketing meeting, they went out of their way to shame him for how shitty, like, they put up the stats and who was the best. That was me. And then who was in last place. He didn't even have an Instagram account. He's been on Instagram. He's so mercenary about it. He's been on Instagram for 3 days now.
3 days. 3 days I've been on.
And
this.
All he does is plug. It's all business for him. There's never like a, hey.
What do you want me to do? This is what I had for lunch. Is that what I'm supposed to do?
Yeah. Take a photo of your fucking cappuccino. You take a photo and you put it up there. Or your feet on the beach or something like that. That's the, you know, just something to make it seem like.
I'm still learning. Still learning,
John, the latest John Grisham opened in your lap.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your feet spread out.
Yes.
I get life.
Open Corona bottle with a twist of lime.
Yeah.
Yep.
I can see on your phone you're listening to a Jack Johnson album.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you nailed it. You nailed it, bro. Clemdog.
Hashtag Paradise City.
And the full legs. The full legs.
All the legs. Your legs. Right.
Yes.
I can see your legs, and if you're wearing shorts, they must be really short, because that's a whole lot of leg in the frame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thigh. Maybe a little thigh.
Yes, the entire. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm with you.
General Wack.
Did you respond?
Miss.
Oh no,
he's got the first two there. Look at that!
Thank Jesus, okay. Twitty. Okay.
Okay, so General Wack is our first responder in this case. General Wack posts, "Thank Jesus, Twitty fucking Christ," and then responded, "Duck."
First responded to himself.
Duck, I misspelled titty due to autocorrect.
And he misspelled.
So then
fuck,
duck.
Too. He misspelled
so fuck.
Duck.
Okay.
Duck.
There's a lot wrong, and he's still misspelled general. He still hasn't figured that out.
It's all very whack to me.
Are we seeing this? That Twitter is just for like innocent posters who are just trying to say titty. They are converting their words to make them sound more like Twitter and make them say twitty.
Well, yeah. We should test it out, shouldn't we? I mean, shouldn't Bevins type titty and see what happens?
Let's see.
Let's just,
Bevins,
yeah.
Can you just type titty, please?
Oh,
witty.
Oh,
oh,
and
witty.
It changed to witty.
Mm.
Okay.
Telling.
Hmm. Huh, wow. Interesting.
And you just type titty one more time?
Maybe try capitalizing it.
Capitalize titty?
Oh, okay. Change.
Oh, you got it. You nailed it.
You
got
to show the proper respect.
So Kevin has typed that enough times with a capital T.
Yeah.
That
his computer has learned it.
It's in the system now. Like, okay. we're not correcting that one anymore. Okay. So maybe just for him, in response to Duck, I misspelled titty due to autocorrect. Hey, really sorry that happened to you. Hope.
I think, oh.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
I was just saying, I think we're done.
Yeah, okay, good. That's supposed to.
that feels strong.
That feels good.
Yeah.
Especially it's under Kevin's post, which was basically like, here, I did it, checked this off.
Yeah, right, it's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, frankly, people will know that Kevin didn't write that.
And now another Kevin is racing into the building here.
Oh, this is a friend of mine. This is a friend of ours. Let me know.
Okay, this is this is a new Kevin.
Has a better friend of you?
He is a distant relative of mine, and he is the interviewer for Yahoo Entertainment. So you don't want to run afoul of them, guys.
That's why he's got a check mark by his name.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, and he writes, right. Yes. Congrats, Kev. Which could be about you. Could be about him for his for his response.
Could be.
Sure. Yeah. Could be about Bev. Could be about Bevins.
It could be about Bevins.
Might be about Bevins, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I was going to say, the name looked familiar. It's probably from when he interviewed me for Yahoo Entertainment.
It's probably why.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, now
probably,
I remember.
You probably know.
Yes. Yeah. friend of mine.
What was that for? Do you remember what that was? What the project was, or
it was a traffic accident that I witnessed. But it had been captured on an iPhone. So yeah, it was quick interview, really just fact based. Not a lot of room to freelance. I tried to get some of my stuff in there, but
you got a plug in at least,
Kevin.
You got a good plug?
Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely. No, I got him. He'll be listening to this. I'll tell you what. I'm sure he got hooked on the pod after. Yeah, because I did. I shouted out Hayes a couple times, and you know, I'm always trying to lift up my buds.
Well, we've celebrated a lot of first responders today.
Boy, have we ever!
There you go, man. That's great.
Is there anything you guys wanna plug? Have you witnessed any traffic accident? Did you see a bike run into the back of a semi or anything like that?
I want to talk about lucid dreaming. We were talking about lucid dreaming right up front.
Yes, get into it. Craziest lucid dream you ever had.
Boy. Oh, well, you know that, Lemmy. I know Lemmy's.
Do we want to hear Coffee Mate say what?
Yeah, Coffee Mate.
What his friend's famous lucid dream was?
Yeah, Coffee Mate. Yeah. Do it.
It was sex with Reba McEntire.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. And I, you know, I like, to me, it's like if you have sex with somebody in a dream, like think about sex in real life. You have sex and then it's over. And then where does it exist? When you're telling Hayes, when you're telling Clem Dog about the sex you had last night, where does it exist? It's in your mind. It's in your memory. That's the sex. And that's the majority of the time your sex is in your mind.
Some of it's on the wall, but...
Fair enough. Fine, but you still remember putting it there, right?
Yeah. Actually, no.
Okay.
September 16th was the day.
Wait, it was the day. It was the day.
The day was September 16th, wasn't it?
Whew.
So,
but, you know, September 23rd. Also, that's a good day too, September 23rd.
Yep.
Also, first responder day.
So. Oh, that's also okay. Wow, yep. Great. Yep. And that's Thrill. Episode two. Do they have to have seen the first one? Like, what are we?
How no, serialized is it?
It's not. But I'll tell you this: in the first one, Lemmy does have lucid dream sex with Reba McEntire, and I'm not getting around.
Okay, noticing a trend. I'm not getting around. Steal content from you stole it from General Wack when he suggested that that guy be on the show. And
hey, bro, that's what you have to do. That's what you have to do. Good luck in Hollywood if you don't steal from everybody. Good
okay,
luck.
So you're gonna go film this?
Yeah, we stole from General Wack. We stole. So what? Fuck it.
Wow. Okay.
Steal from this podcast too. What are we gonna do? What are we gonna do, Cream?
I'm going to call myself Bevins.
Let's do an episode about we're doing tweets, first responder tweets. Let's do that's write that into episode. Let me write that down.
And then I'm going to get a fucking root beer. Yeah, get a root beer.
Bring my fucking kid on.
All right. Well, we'll walk. We're going to walk.
And
then, we're
my
walk
my
right
kid's going to flip off.
I'm walking. It's my show. I'm going to walk. Bye. Goodbye. Bye.
This week on the Patreon, Carl and Hassan discuss Tempting Your Ego. Carl also helps Bang make a country song on Hollywood Masterclass, and the Flagrant Ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Check out these bonus podcasts and videos of the full episodes, including today's with Steve and Kevin at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.